from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We do know who has decided tonight. Today.
We know who's undecided?
Who they undecided have decided. Is. Yes, they've decided who undecided is. It is Tyler Holton will start the game.
Okay.
And Javi Baez is in the lineup. I'm guessing it's a left-handed pitcher because Riley Green's out.
Okay.
So, but do you have Matt Vierling with Andy Ibanez, Colt Keith, Spencer Torkelson, Jake Rogers, Kerry Carpenter, Dylan Dingler, Jace Young, Javi Baez. Interesting, Kerry Carpenter hitting sixth. But he's a lefty. So lefty on lefty. He doesn't hit lefties all that well, so we move him down the lineup. Colt Keith does hit lefties well. He's hitting third.
By the way, do you think Chick-fil-A's streaming service is going to bid on sports?
No.
Not on the NFL. They're not open on Sundays, they right?
Good call, Ken.
Thank you.
So Thursday night football?
Yeah, the other days. Yeah,
but
the other,
but I mean, Chick-fil-A, right? That'd have to be SEC football.
Your home for Kari Jiu-Jitsu. Ultimate Tire Wrestling. Get him in there. Stuff somebody in a tire. That's the objective of tire wrestling.
Pretty funny. Okay, so here's the national writer, Connor Orr from Sports Illustrated, who is part of the Lions coverage. Lions picked to win the Super Bowl, SI. They're on the cover. Connor Orr writes, favorite part of reporting Detroit Lions cover story. Walking into a 7-Eleven where I thought Dan Campbell may have bought his chew. So Connor Orr seeks out a 7-Eleven because, and he walks in to see if this is where Dan Campbell buys his chewing tobacco. He writes, showed his picture to the woman behind the counter. They didn't know he was the Lions head coach, but freaked out realizing that he was who was buying all the kids' Slurpees.
That's cool.
So apparently Dan Campbell goes to some local 7-Eleven and buys all the kids' Slurpees and walks away.
That's awesome.
I knew you'd love it.
Oh, it's a great story. I love stuff like that, man. That's great. Walk into some place, you see a bunch of kids like waiting in line or maybe an ice cream store or whatever, and just, you know, get take $50 or $100 out, slap it down and say whatever the kids want.
You know how you said yesterday you said off the air that you were surprised at how big Brad Holmes was in person.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell's a massive individual as well.
He's large, yeah.
And you put him in the context of the NFL, and he doesn't look that big, but he walked past our broadcast location several times, and you're just reminded, oh, yeah, he played too, and he's a giant.
I think he's pretty big in the NFL circles too, because the guy's 6'6", 6'7". I mean, it's like Jansen.
Yeah, he's a huge individual. So they just knew him as the big guy that walked into the 7-Eleven and said, hey, get those, I'll pay for those kids' Slurpees. And apparently he does it regularly enough that the people that work there knew who he was. Kind of wild.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Like, knew he was Dan Campbell or just knew that he bought Slurpees?
No, they didn't know who he was. Yeah, yeah, they knew he was the Slurpee guy.
Yeah, that's the big Slurpee guy.
Yeah, here comes Slurpee guy.
Here comes big Slurpee.
Slurpee giant.
Slurpee giant, Slurpee godfather, whatever you want to call him. He was
Slurpee Gollum.
He's just the guy that buys kids Slurpees when
he's a kid-friendly Slurpee guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's a great story. I love that.
Yeah, that's cool. I thought you'd like that.
You think you can, as a kid, start requesting, like, can I get a Slim Jim, too? Like, anybody want to throw one of those in there? No?
I would say you probably wouldn't want to do that. Just.
I bet you Gator would ask for, like, combos.
What?
Slurpee and combos? I'd ask for Fritos. For corn chips.
There you go. I thought you'd ask for, like, a banana.
Yeah, those bananas at 7-Eleven never look great.
They don't slap, Doug.
I'd like to get them out of the produce section at my local grocer and not the 7-Eleven. And to answer the question, no, I've never bought 7-Eleven fruit.
I'm surprised in a pinch.
Huh. Now, do you want to circle back to ice cream with Fritos? Because now that I think about this, I should try this. I don't have to go to a Dallas game to have ice cream with Fritos.
No, but you're not likely to top it with cinnamon sugar, hot chocolate sauce and sprinkles or whatever else is on it.
Probably not.
But just going with a scoop of vanilla ice cream with the Fritos, I'm curious what your opinion is.
I think it sounds great. And I'm a little shocked that this is the first time I've seen this.
I don't know if it sounds great, but to me it's intriguing as hell.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it sounds great.
Really? Do you like Fritos?
I love Fritos, but there's a difference between sweet and salty and sweet, salty, and corn. Like the corn chip is great by its own. Dipping it and stuff is okay. I'm here for it. But with ice cream, I'm not sure.
Yep. Well,
but I'd try it.
Ian Rappaport is tweeting out that there has been a trade and a local player has been dealt.
This is a strange one. Because he's a rookie.
Yep.
You don't see this.
You don't see this very much at all.
You don't see rookies getting traded in training camp.
You really don't. But you think about who made the trade. Well, let's get to what the trade is so people know what we're talking about. The Seahawks have traded with the Panthers for rookie linebacker Michael Barrett in exchange for cornerback Michael Jackson. The head coach of the Seahawks was Michigan's linebacker coach when Mike Barrett was at Michigan.
This is true.
So that might be why that deal got done.
Strange trade, nonetheless.
It is weird because, you know, the rookies generally do not get traded before their rookie season starts. They get traded on draft night. But this goes back to Mike McDonald being at Michigan, defensive coordinator, and I think it was defensive coordinator linebacker coach, and he's just traded for one of his guys. But it is unusual. Things are afoot in the NFL.
Things are afoot. Things are flying.
Jahan Dotson traded from Washington to the Philadelphia Eagles, and now this.
Well, if teams are looking to trade, they're trying to trade the guys now before they have to just release them. So they're trying to get something for them. But Barrett was a seventh round pick? It wasn't like he was a high draft pick.
Was he a seventh rounder?
Yeah. But you bring up there's familiarity with the new coaching staff.
Well, I mean, a seventh rounder, you want to keep all your draft picks. Seventh rounders, almost. I mean, I feel like the abundance of seventh rounders end up on practice squads. Would you not agree?
I would think that's probably accurate. Yeah.
248-539-9797. All right. Get back to some Lions stuff next. Tiger baseball coming up this afternoon, playing in Chicago against the Cubs. These young kids. Young kids are interesting. 97.1 The Ticket.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.